perceptive and receptive mind you have. Very wonderful wit. Thank you very much. Prabhupada will be so pleased with you. Did I tell you how I met Jagannath? Dhanudhar Maharaj, during the Ratha Yatra in New York in 1996, introduced me to Jagannath as an actor, and he felt, at that time I was making Prabhupada's biographical series for Indian national television called Abhay Charan, and he wanted me to, he introduced Jagannath as an actor and if I could use him in our series. And at that time, we were filming mainly in India, so these Western roles were not really, Western actors were not that much needed. I was dealing with Srila Prabhupada's early life in India. And then for about 2 years, I didn't have any contact with Jagannath. And but I liked him from the very first acquaintance, during our first meeting. I liked him because he had long hair. And I thought that he would make a perfect hippie. And then we started to... I got in touch with him in 98, 2 years after our first meeting. Jagannath sort of forgot me, but I didn't. And then in 1999, we were filming in San Jose. And there was a scene when, and I casted Jagannath as one of Prabhupada's first disciples, Kirtananda Swami. And so he did brilliantly. I mean, you can see what a brilliant actor he is. And then it came to a point when Kirtananda had to shave up. And of course, before I casted him in that role, I made it clear that he'll have to shave his head. And he agreed. What made you agree, Jagannath?
Delusion?
You meant devotion?
Actually, I think that I did not really think that it would go very far. I mean, I just became a devotee recently. So I didn't realize your potency.
And anyway, he agreed to shave his head, but when the time came, I mean, Jagannath was quite devastated. And the day before, we are going to shoot that scene when Jagannath was to shave his head and appear with a sikha and shaved head. The day before, I think I had 2-3 meetings with him and I convinced him. He came, each time he came with reasons and appeal and requests. If we could do without shaving his head. we thought of, I mean, not we, he thought of having some sort of skull cap or various ideas, but I rejected all of them. And each time he came with various reasons not to shave or various appeals not to shave. But at the end, he left convinced. But finally, at 11 o'clock at night, he came to me. And that was the last meeting we had. And he was convinced that he agreed that he would shave up. And I thought that while shaving him, we would shoot him. And how many of you have seen Abhay Charan? You remember the scene when Kirtananda getting shaved up? How do you like it? It was, I think, one of the most real stuff we had in that series. Archana, do we have any Abhay Charan with you? How many? One set. Give this to Madhavan. Mm-hmm. Or bring it today. At some point you can bring it. Not now, later on. You didn't see Madhavan? Okay, I'll give it to you. And since then, of course, Jadunath was involved. In year 2000, we were filming in New Vrindavan. Jadunath was there. We were filming in the West Coast, in LA. LA shooting, you were there, Jadunath? Yeah, not in LA. But New York, San Jose, New Vrindavan. That's how Jadunath got acquainted with us. And aren't you proud to have someone like him in our life? Talking about celebrities becoming devotees. And here is a celebrity who became a devotee. Thank you, Jadunath, for gracing Srila Prabhupada's family. Hare Krishna. So today I'm supposed to speak on Srila Prabhupada. Actually, when it comes to speaking on Srila Prabhupada, I know where to begin, but I can't figure out where to end. Anyway, so let us see. I'll try to keep it short.